It's been 50 years since the Polynesian Panthers were formed, and now a call for a formal government apology for the Dawn Raids has come. This apology is long overdue. The Dawn Raids are a shameful stain on New Zealand history, defined by racial tension and unrest as a police and immigration authorities victimised by Pacific Islanders they suspected of abusing the terms of their visas, says the Green Party spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, Te Anautu Yono, who joins us now for more on Pacific Days. Kia rana, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Te Anau.
Kia rana, yeah. Nice to be here.
Te Anau, please, firstly, more on the call by the Green Parties for a formal apology on the Dawn Raids.
Yes, our call is in support of the call, particularly from founding members of the Polynesian Panthers. So our role here is in the support of that call. And it is 50 years since the Polynesian Panthers were formed as well, so I think it's entirely appropriate and respectful to their legacy as well. And I think, if you look at previous apologies, so for those of us who might remember, in 2002, Helen Clark apologised because of New Zealand's woeful intervention in the Spanish pandemic in Samoa, when Samoa was occupied by New Zealand. By the time that apology was made, most of the people had passed away as well. So we have a generation, like my parents' generation, who lived through that. And so I think the timing is right for that apology. Also, I see there's two other parts to this as well. Education is a really strong part of this. We need to make sure that people learn and understand that becomes part of school being taught in history in schools as well. That didn't really happen in the 2002 apology, with the apology to what happened in Samoa as well, so I'd like to see that. And the third aspect of this is to make sure that we have learned from the past and that we don't do what was done before, and understand and create pathways for residencies for overstayers that are here now.
Mm. What will an apology from the government look like, Te Anau, and its impact, especially for our Pasifika communities across the country?
I think it's timely. It's way overdue, so it's better to do it now than not before, particularly for those who remember that time, the shame and the pain and the anxiety of what will be happening to our people. So the apology is important to acknowledge that, but also to shine a light on that particular part in history. And the education part here is really, really important. We can't just apologise and then forget about it. We need to apologise and we need to learn, and we need to make sure that wider New Zealand society learns about this. So I think that should be also part of it. And the third important part is actually acknowledging that we still have overstayers here as well, and finding and creating pathways for residencies for Pacific or overstayers.
Possible legislative impacts of a formal apology from the government, Te Anau?
If it takes that, sure. But I think the first thing is to actually acknowledge that it actually needs to be done. So having that formally from the government would be a good thing. And, it's a Labour Party majority government, they've got all the numbers, so the ball is totally in their court as well. But here's the thing, right? So the Dawn Raid started under Norm Kirk, which is the Labour Party, but then got ramped up under Rob Muldoon, which was the National Party. But the Polynesian Panthers, the guy that helped put their legal pamphlets together and also, was their lawyer, was a guy called David Longy. A Labour Party Prime Minister. So it's within the DNA and within the tradition of the Labour Party to actually pick this up and actually make that apology possible.
Mm. Now, Green Party support also, as you've alluded to, for a pathway towards residency for overstayers today. What does that look like?
We're going to be coming out more over the next coming weeks about exactly what that would look like. We have heard the call from various groups that are calling for amnesty for overstayers, particularly for those that have been caught up in the COVID crisis as well. And so we're looking at ways that we can support those calls as well, and looking for those pathways to residency. And a part of that is actually recognising that people aren't just economic units. They're not just kind of things that you plug in so they can pick your fruit and then forget about. We've got to understand that these are people with families, with relationships, and we have an obligation and responsibility to the rest of the Pacific to understand that. And for those of us who are Pacifica, from Pacific Islanders, I think we also have an obligation and responsibility to the Pacific Islanders that are getting off the planes tomorrow, in terms of being the communities that have been here. And sometimes some of us have been here for generations. And it's about acknowledging that connection between us here and, you know, our relatives back in the islands.
Finally, just with regards to your memories, when you talk about your parents' generation, your stories or memories or stories shared from your parents around that time of the Dawn Raids and, you know, how it impacted you personally, Tiana?
Yeah, well, I'm old enough to remember when Grey Lynn and Ponsonby were Polynesian suburbs, you know. So I remember that. And then, and if you go down there now, well, Ponsonby's ridiculous expense, buy a $50 latte. Yeah, you know, so it's definitely changed. So I remember those days. I lived in Auckland Central as a child in 1981, so I also remember the Springbok tours and the protests and stuff like that. So after the Dawn Raids, Kaupapa, after that, then you had folks from Polynesian Panthers were actually at the front lines, they were part of the Patu squad, pushing back against racism and apartheid South Africa as well. So as my memories are all are those of a child and of my parents talking about all these things and being in that community, in those communities as a child.
Tiana, as from your lived experience and those memories to where we are now in New Zealand history, society, how far or maybe not so far have we come as a country when we're looking at race relations?
I think we've still got things to learn. We've still got things to do, and I think mistakes can continuously keep happening. So when that apology was made to Samoa by the then Prime Minister Helen Clark, what I think needed to happen was for New Zealand to actually learn about what that was actually about. We needed to learn about the Mo movement. We needed to learn about Black Sunday. We needed to learn about the woeful incompetence of the New Zealand administration in Samoa so that we could contextualise that apology. So any apology that happens needs to have that wider context wrapped around it, and that's all about education.
Green Party spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, Te Anautu Yono. A pleasure as always. Meitaki Maata, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day, Tiana. Kia kite.
Yeah, meitaki rānenui, Brian. Thank you. Bye.